Please stand as you're able and join me in our greeting. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Bless the Lord who forgives all our sins. Now join me in our opening prayer. O God, maker of everything, judge of all that you have made, from the dust of the earth you have formed us, and from the dust of death you would raise us up. By the redemptive power of the cross, gain us clean hearts, and put within us a new spirit, that we may repent of our sins and lead lives worthy of your calling. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now if you would turn in the United Methodist hymnal to hymn number 269 and join in singing Lord Who Throughout These 40 Days. And now hear these words from our Old Testament reading from the book of Joel. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering, for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God? This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the early Christians observed with great devotion the days of our Lord's resurrection, and it became the custom of the church that before the Easter celebration, there should be a 40-day season of spiritual preparation. During this season, converts prepared for holy baptism. It was also a time when persons who had committed sins and had separated themselves from the community of faith were reconciled by penitence and forgiveness and participation in the life of the church. In this way, the whole congregation was reminded of the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ and the need we all have to renew. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the Church, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word. To make a right beginning of repentance and as a mark of our mortal nature, let us now come before our Creator and Redeemer. In humbleness. Let us pray together. Holy God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Ashes may be to us a sign of our mortality and penitence, so that we may remember that only by your gracious gift are we given everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Savior. Each one of us is invited to come forward this morning to have ashes placed on our foreheads as a sign of our mortality, of our penitence, of God's presence on the journey toward the cross. Brandon and I will come forward and stand in front of the altar rails, and you're invited to come and receive the ashes either on your forehead or on your hand, if you'll let us know which you prefer. Are open for you to stay and pray. After everyone has received ashes, we'll have a time of communal confession and silent confession before we hear the words of assurance and forgiveness. We invite you to come to this moment of penitence and forgiveness, and remember that we are all dust. You shall return.
are dust, and to dust you shall return. Joe, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Nancy, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, Carrie, and to dust you shall return. Stephanie, remember. And to dust you shall return. Eleanor, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Adrian, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Aaron, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And remember that you are dust, and to dust. Nancy, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Kelsey, hand or forehead? Hand's good. Kelsey, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Sunny, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Jim, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Sarah, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. To dust you shall return. Amen. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Thank you. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember dust, and to dust you shall return. Pray, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Amanda, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Ashley, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Jeff, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Jennifer, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. remember that you are dust unto dust. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Karen, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return.
Now let us join our hearts as one body for our confessions together to our God. Let us pray. Eternal and most merciful God, we are children of dust and can never earn the blessings you shower upon us. We do not love as you love, nor do we live as we ought, and our years are soon gone. God, have mercy upon us. Lift us above every past regret and present failure. Reveal to us our true selves, and give us grace to accept your mercy and courage to promise. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us your peace. We have no other hope save in you. May the Almighty and merciful God, who desires not the death of a sinner, but that we turn from sin and live, accept your repentance, forgive your sins, and restore you by the Holy Spirit to newness of life. And now, as those who have received the mercy and forgiveness of a loving God, I invite you to stand as you're able and join with me in giving thanks. The peace of the Lord be with you. Let us give thanks unto the Holy and most merciful God, from you comes every good and perfect gift. We give you praise and thanks for all your mercies. Your goodness has created us. Your bounty has sustained us. Your discipline has chastened us. Your patience has borne with us. Give us a heart to love and serve you, and enable us to show our thankfulness for all your goodness and mercy by giving up ourselves to your service and cheerfully submitting in all things to your blessed will. Christ our Savior. Amen. Now may we go into this day bearing the mark of God's love and forgiveness, knowing that the peace of Christ, the love of God, and the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit holds us and goes with us out into God's world. Go in peace. Amen.